tell myself that if times ever get tough, just to push through. It's not only a physical game, it's a mental game as well. Your revival starts now.
Welcome to episode 2 of the new era, Mental Talks. We are sat in the studio of our sponsors, Revival Fitness. Welcome, my name is Paul.
And I am Lewis, your other co-host.
Yes.
And this week we don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest.
There's no Rambling Martin.
No Rambling Martin. It was a very good episode last week.
No, I'm joking, Martin. It was brilliant.
It was a brilliant episode.
Fantastic.
But yeah, unfortunately, no guest this week.
Martin's already proposed to take over the podcast.
Yeah.
Called it Martin's Mental Talks.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
We won't do that. As I think you just said, we are the OGs of Mental Talks, and that's what it is.
We started this with just the two of us, so this week we are just going to do...
Just the two of us.
So, Paul, what's been happening in the last couple of weeks? We have missed a week. Paul was ill, weren't you?
I was ill. I was very ill. If only we had a sound that says, "Oh."
Yeah, we don't have that sound yet.
No.
Sorry. Okay.
So, yeah, I woke up a couple of weeks ago on Friday, went to work, had a meal deal, and I was like, "Oh."
Where was the meal deal from?
Tesco.
Tesco £3 meal deal.
Not sponsored.
OG.
So, yeah, I had a meal deal, and as I was eating it, I was like, bloody hell. My mouth's a bit sore. Had a few ulcers, a couple of ulcers, nothing to worry about. Saturday morning, woke up, my lips were swollen. I had about 20 ulcers all over my mouth, all over my tongue, roof of my mouth, side of my mouth, base of my mouth, fucking everywhere.
I did not think we were going to go into that much detail, but thank you.
Absolutely everywhere. It was sore to be awake. I just wanted to sleep. I couldn't eat, couldn't drink, couldn't swallow. Everyone that I saw accused me of stuff. We won't go into it.
We won't go into much detail.
Accused me of stuff. But yeah, it was very painful. I've actually still got some ulcers, but it's very manageable now.
Back to record.
Yeah, we are back in the studio, ready for episode 2.
Episode 2. Bit of a change around this week.
Yeah, so what's been happening with you?
Not a lot, mate. I took our last episode with Martin, where, you know, he just said you got to grab each opportunity by the horns. I actually reached out to Monster. Don't know if you remember in the last episode, we said we should be sponsored by them to provide our thirst-quenching drinks.
Yes.
So I reached out to it, Monster. Not very well.
Right. Do you care to share?
So I emailed them, and I just said, look, we're small-time podcasts talking about mental health. We love your drinks. They quench our thirst when we record episodes.
Like it.
Thought that might be the killer line. Yeah, they just simply emailed back saying, thank you for your interest in Monster Energy, but we'll have to politely decline this request.
Lovely corporate reply there.
So, Monster, if you're listening, you've missed the boat there, because...
We're going to be big time.
We could be one day massive and be sponsored by Red Bull.
So, yeah, Mr. Monster, see you later.
Red Bull's the next one. Should we email Red Bull?
Yes, let's do it.
Red Bull.
Red Bull gives you wings.
And that's it. Yeah, we were due to record last week. We were meant to have a guest. This was meant to be a completely different episode. But our guest is busy working to earn money, which is helpful because this episode is all about financial well-being, the taboo subject.
Very taboo. Mental health. Finances. No one talks about finances. I tell you what, my granddad, I say granddad, come from a Scottish family, so it's granny and papa. So my papa...
You've got Scottish in you?
Yeah, yeah. My whole family's Scottish, apart from me and my brother. We were born in Manchester, but everyone else is Scottish. My mum and dad
Manchester.
Born in Scotland.
This explains it all there, doesn't it?
Yeah, Paul? It does. So yeah, my papa, when I was younger, he said, three things you never talk about: sex, money, and religion.
Okay.
Because taboo subjects.
Oh. But we're going to talk about
we
this taboo subject.
We are going to talk about... I'm going to go against my papa's word and talk about money.
Financial well-being. So without further ado, let's get into the episode.
So, financial well-being.
Hate the word.
Hate the word.
Don't like
what does it mean to you?
Being aware of your financial situation so that it doesn't affect your mental health?
Being in control.
Being in control of your financial well-being or your financial state. It's very relevant because there's a lot going on in the world at the moment, isn't it, that could make a lot more people financially worse off.
COVID hasn't helped.
COVID, Brexit, dare we say.
Yeah.
But COVID's the big one. Seeing far too many things. Retailers, got to cover the cost somewhere. Prices of food going up.
Yep.
Price of gas.
Price of everything is going up. Everything costs money.
Scottish Power. Here you go, Lewis. We're going to put your unit cost up for electricity. Sorry, Laura. No lights anymore. Use the candles that we keep buying.
Yeah. Or the tea lights.
It's only going to get worse, though, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's going up.
Are you worried?
You can't... A day out with the kids easily costs you about 50, 60 quid. Easy.
Where are you going for that?
Just...
Tesco.
Yeah, literally. Tesco meal deal, that'll be £3.50 soon. You know what I mean?
And you've got two kids.
I've got two kids.
So that's expensive.
£7. You know what I mean? No. You know what I mean? But
Paul's financial well-being. Not sponsored by mathematics.
No, but you know what I mean? You go out, sometimes you have to pay for entry to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Then you have to buy food. Then you have to buy drinks. And then you have to buy... You know, they want little souvenirs or toys and stuff like that. And then I don't know what to call them, like machines that you pay 50p or a pound and have a little ride.
Little claw grabbers.
Yeah, yeah. Everything just costs money. So you can easily go out and waste a lot of money. And yes, you're having a good time, but you get back and you're like, bloody hell, I just wanted to go swimming. And you could, like... Now you have to book like family bubbles, and they're like 15 quid each, and you just want to go out swimming. Here's a couple of quid, it used to be.
So, with everything getting worse, let's rewind this, because everything's been going up in price for years now, hasn't it?
Yes.
Freddo bars. That is the British way of saying how expensive things have got. Base it on a Freddo bar.
Oh, yeah. How much were they? Was it 5p, 10p?
5p when I was a kid.
5p.
Yeah, yeah. And fudge bars.
Fudge bars, yeah.
And they went up to 10p and 15.
Yeah. How much are they now? Do you know?
Probably about 30 quid. Due to inflation. £30 for a Freddo bar.
I'd say about 35p.
I don't think that's the official price of a Freddo bar. I can find out for you, though.
Yeah, we will find out.
But we're talking about financial well-being because a lot of people don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
And it all stems from us. I guess some of us have got our own experiences with financial mishaps. I know I have.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone gets in a bit of trouble now and then, and it happens. You know, life happens, and money's hard. Money's hard to come across.
It's hard to manage as well.
It's hard to manage.
Takeaway.
Yeah.
Day out. Trips out.
Yeah.
Petrol.
Yeah. It's like. You have to treat money like a diet. You have to be real strict. If you want it to work, you have to be strict with it. You have to be safe with it. You have to be smart with it. And I think a lot of people aren't, me included.
I can be stupid with money.
Yeah.
Massively. 25p for a Freddo bar, by the way.
25p, wow.
But I bet you they're smaller now than they were then.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're paying more for less.
You are. And that's what parents... When they go on, I got a house when I was 20. Why haven't you got a house? Because my wages haven't gone up 20 times as much as your wages.
Yeah, but you could argue, I don't know, but my dad, when he bought the house, obviously it was a lot, 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 lot cheaper than what it is now.
Yeah, massively.
But his wages were a lot, 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 lot less. You know what I mean?
I saw a figure on the internet the other day that showed the difference between... wages and house costs, and they were minuscule in 1990. The gap between the two was tiny. The gap in 2020 between the average wage and the average house costs was astronomical.
It is mad. It's absolutely mad. And like, obviously I've recently bought a house, and
yeah, you have, yeah.
It's it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I'm struggling to fuck. It's living. Yeah, just it's
paying
just,
the bills,
but not necessarily covering the bills, but having money at the end of the month. You know what I mean?
To enjoy life.
Yeah, it's. I'm not extravagant. I don't buy nice clothes and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like I don't tend to waste my money, but I do spend a lot on the kids in terms of maybe a couple of toys here and there or days out. I love days out. I hate on the weekend. You work all week. You get to the weekend. The last thing I want to do is have the kids and sit in front of a telly. I want to go out places, but every time you step out the door, it costs money. Fuel. You know what I mean? Fuel, food, drinks, entry into places. But yeah, it is very hard. You have to be very smart with your money. And
you have to start charging the kids rent.
Oh, I know. I'll give it a few more years and we'll see. So
people can't save money either now, can they?
It's very hard. Because living situations, you know, I took the sort of, some people call it childish, but I was living with my mum and dad until I bought the house. You know what I mean? And there's people that move out when they're 16, 17, 18. I was living with mum and dad until I was 26, 27. 27?
Yeah, but you've got a house now.
I've got a house now. So. But there's people out there that move out and rent from day one. And, you know, it's harder for them to save.
I rent, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I missed out on having, in quotation marks, a bachelor's pad.
Bachelor's pad.
You know what I mean? like...
I've never had a bachelor's pad.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's people out there that will go out and rent and obviously have that freedom, whereas, you know, if I was romantically involved with someone, they'd have to walk past my mum and dad in the living room to then go upstairs and watch a film and chill out, you know what I mean? Whereas it was kind of, I felt quite childish and I felt as if I was like 15, 16 again.
You don't feel childish now, do you?
I don't feel childish now. Top of the world. I feel absolutely amazing.
You've got a nice house as well. I will give you that one.
It's nice, you know, but I worked for it, you know what I mean? Like, I was, you know, I got to a point where I was like, this is fucking stupid. I'm wasting my money here. So I just became smart. I just stopped spending. I'd go to Tesco at 9 p.m.
Not buy a meal deal.
Go to Tesco at 9 p.m, wait for everything to be reduced in the reduced section, and buy a meal for 60p or 90p, and that would be it.
Bargains galore there.
Absolute. But, and I was just putting money away. Obviously, you know, my parents helped me by not charging me rent. I was like, look, don't charge me and I'll be out sooner. You know what I mean? Because I can save more.
So you blackmailed /
No, not blackmailed.
Influenced your parents.
I think they actually
wanted you gone
suggested
quicker.
It. They said, yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah. Everyone and God.
They suggested it and, you know, there's a lot of parents that charge their kids, and that's it. You know, it's harder. But
I wonder if our parents got charged rent.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think my parents ever got charged rent. When did this culture of charging your kids rent? Sorry, mum, if you are listening. You know, I did pay rent every month, but when did this culture of let's charge our kids rent? Because
they chose to have sex. You know what I mean?
Ultimately. Are you giving them a bad start in life? Or are you teaching them that if you want to live somewhere, you've got to pay your way?
You can see it both ways, can't you?
I can see it from both ways, yeah.
Like, I tell my mates that, you know, they don't charge me anything. And like, fucking hell. Like, I pay this much and I give my parents this much.
I know some people have paid an absolute fortune in rent. Like, their parents are teaching them a tough lesson. Like, but then how are they going
to
move out?
But then I've also seen it where when it's time to move out, the parents give that money back.
Oh, that's good, too. Mine. Didn't. They have helped me though financially. But talking about financial well-being, and the biggest one, and I'll start with this: buy now, pay later.
Buy now, pay later.
It seems to be the biggest thing at the moment. So I've got a, what do you call it? A statistic.
Oh yeah.
Here from the Citizens Advice that say 1 in 10 shoppers now use buy now, pay later services.
Because it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy, and there's a lot of places out there that don't charge interest.
Biggest one?
Is it Clara?
Klarna. Biggest one.
But there's a lot of places. A
lot of bad press about Klarna.
There's a lot of places. I bought a watch.
Oh, here we go.
Not ashamed to say it. I bought a watch, thought I was the fucking bee's knees. I wasn't. I bought a watch for a grand, And obviously, it's not a Rolex or anything like that, but it's a nice watch. One that I wanted.
It's a Clarner.
No. I financed it through, it was through Goldsmiths, and there was 0% interest. I was paying £18 a month.
That's nothing, though, isn't it?
Absolutely nothing. So I was like, yeah, no brainer. But really, paying £18, I was paying for a watch for like four years.
But you did it a smart way. Now, there's some people out there that use these buy now, pay later services that go, oh, yeah, I've got spare money every month. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love that. And all of a sudden it gets to them the end of the month and they've got to pay it all back.
Yeah.
And they haven't got any money to pay it back.
Yeah.
And you get sucked into this lifestyle. What do we call it? Living beyond your means.
Living beyond your means.
I've done it. I took out one payday loan once.
Payday loans.
£50.
Payday loan. Tell me how much you paid back.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it because that £50 just escalated. And this was at a time that they weren't regulated, so the interest was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like 1,000% interest on £50.
It's fucking mad.
And I just got stuck in this cycle because to pay it off, you'd borrow. To pay it off, you'd borrow. To pay it off, you'd borrow. And then you, all of a sudden, you've just got no money. Yeah. Every month, your money's going to pay off this and pay off this. My dad called me stupid, called me an idiot, which I was.
Yeah, but at the time, you don't really see yourself as that.
I needed some money that month, and I didn't want to go to anyone. Didn't want to.
But really, did you need the money?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Thinking about it right now, did you need the money? What was it for? What did you spend that £50 on?
It was around Christmas.
Exactly. But really, what you should have done is said to whoever you bought that £50 present, look, I'm really struggling for money. I appreciate you as a friend or, a family member. However, I can't get you this because I'm really struggling. It's going to get me into financial trouble.
How easy does that sound, though?
It's not easy at all.
No, it's easy to say it now.
Oh, it's easy to say now, at the time, yeah. But
how hard is it for you to ever admit to someone that you're struggling financially?
Now, for me, easy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Easy as fuck.
I could say it now.
I turn down things all the time now because I don't care. I'm like, I can't afford that. I've got a house. You know what I mean?
Is that your go-to?
That is my go-to. And I've got kids. You know what I mean? House and kids are the bane of my life.
They take all my money.
But yeah, I can't go. Can't go because can't afford it. Because okay. I know. By the time I pay all my bills and by the time I'd rather have fun with my kids than not. You know what I mean? Like I'd rather spend all my money on my kids than spend all my money elsewhere and then do nothing with them. You know, I'd rather go out with them. Excuse me. Yeah, I'd rather go out with them. So I say no to things. But when you're younger.
You can't say no, can you?
No.
I've sort of linked this to social media.
Yes.
Always goes back to social media. So
yeah. So Gary V.
Gary V. Okay.
Mine loves a bit of Gary V. I love a bit of Gary V. Hopefully one day we can get him on as a guest. Maybe a long shot, but we'll see. He says people buy stuff they can't afford to impress people they don't like. Which is absolutely true.
Spot on, that is.
Absolutely true.
I could tell you countless stories about people that I've seen do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we got a guest on the podcast?
I could hear someone in the background.
Hello. Someone's coming in. But yeah, and social media doesn't help, does it?
No, because people only post their best life.
Influencers.
Yeah.
Influence people.
People only post good things. People
to buy products.
Yeah. Don't tend to post what's, the real them. You know what I mean? People aren't drinking Starbucks every day.
I do like Starbucks.
Yeah, but you can't afford one every day. You know what I mean?
I couldn't afford one every day.
No.
Unfortunately. Yeah. As much as I love a caramel macchiato, I wonder if they'd sponsor us.
Maybe. Try it.
But yeah, so people get influenced off social media quite easily.
Yeah.
To go, oh. And I tell you what the biggest one is. Mercedes A-Class.
You can get them for £180.
How many young people do you see driving Mercedes A-classes?
Yeah.
All because they've been influenced. Oh, it's got to be. I've got to drive a Mercedes. Yeah. Or gym clothing.
Is Mercedes German?
Yeah. Does that matter?
German Whip, that song. Remember?
Oh, is it EO? I can't remember.
I can't remember the words now.
But Gym clothing, that's another one. People get influenced to buy.
Yeah.
No offence, Martin, your range is highly affordable.
And yeah, very competitive.
You probably can't use Klarna to buy Revolver fitness clothing. But yeah, people go on Instagram and they see people dressed in Gymshark, lounge underwear, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to buy that.
Yeah.
I've got to buy that. So,
and I
and this is not me saying that they offer buy now, pay later. I'm just saying that there's a lot of influencers out there that can get a lot of people into financial trouble.
If you want to look like an athlete, buy what athletes wear.
It's not about that though, is it?
What do you mean?
You don't have to buy it.
No, but that's the impression people get from social media and influencers.
We covered a bit of that on the good, the bad, the ugly, didn't we?
Yeah.
On social media again.
Yeah, we did.
And it's about people wanting to live up to those they follow in order to look good on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which isn't good.
No. As I said, people tend to post what's good in their life, or you know, they even filter it, so they they exaggerate the truth, so it makes them look even better than what they actually are, when really the fact is they're probably struggling,
drowning in debt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about when I went to view a house to rent.
Okay.
And the person turned up in a Mercedes GLA. Nice car, because I said to him, I said, oh, that's a nice car. And he said to me,
yeah,
I can't afford it, but it makes me look good in this job.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you buy a car that you can't afford just to look good in your job? I drove around in a Renault Twingo for 4 years. Didn't make me look good.
Yeah. But it's people's perception. And you can kind of see it, but kind of not. Because you wouldn't rent a house. You wouldn't want to do business with a guy that drives around in a banged up car. You know,
you just park it around the corner.
No, but presentation is everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it, but...
Well, in terms of sales, you know...
Living beyond your means just to impress.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
It's wrong. But, so why do people struggle to talk about mental health in regards to their financial well-being? Because if you're struggling financially, say if you swoon in debt, drowning in debt... And then it starts to affect your mental health. You don't want to go out. You don't want to see people.
Failure. People don't want to be seen to fail. You know, you're banging into people from school or whatever, or your past, and you want to show that you're doing well. You know what I mean? And I suppose people don't want to fail. People are scared to fail, and you don't want to open up about struggling with money, I suppose.
Do you want some more stats?
Go for it.
So this is King's College London financial wellbeing research. 67% of students felt their financial situation negatively impacted on their studies.
Right, okay, yeah.
67%. Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Two-thirds-ish. Here's the biggest one. So 95%. Of people, the students that they interviewed, felt stressed by their financial situation. Do you ever feel stressed about your financial situation?
All the fucking time.
What do you do about it? Buy Starbucks.
No. I just actually have a look through my bank statements and look on how I can be better with money the next month.
Okay.
And I try, like this month, for example, I'm trying not to, like, I went through a phase of buying a meal deal every single day. And yes, it's only £3, but then it's £15 a week. And then, you know, that's £60 a month.
Yeah.
£60 a month just on lunch. So that's not even breakfast or dinner. You know what I mean? So I'm actually making a conscious effort, and I've been making myself sandwiches all this week.
It's hard though, isn't it? I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Getting up earlier.
Yeah.
To make your packed lunch.
Yeah.
To save £3.
But I tell you what, like,
at 6 o'clock in the morning does not seem like a financial savvy tip.
But I'm satisfied when I'm sat there and I nip to the fridge and I get my lunchbox out. I'm satisfied with that. Popping open the lid, it's lovely because I know I've saved.
Have you got a nice lunchbox?
No, it's just a plastic Tupperware box.
I've got a nice lunchbox. Never gets used though.
No.
So, when we talk, are you having technical difficulties?
I can hear a bit of static.
Static?
Yeah.
That's your headphones.
I think it's your phone.
He thinks it's my phone.
Yeah, ever since you got your phone out.
Does that sound better?
Yeah.
Oh, so
you can turn me back up now.
You are up.
Oh, that's good then.
You can't hear. Are you deaf?
Yeah.
Is that loud enough?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just sound.
Is that loud enough?
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Oh, God.
That's better.
Poor Hannah.
We like that. Sorry about that.
Technical difficulties. We'll edit that one out of the podcast.
Awesome.
So, what do you want to talk about in terms of financial well-being? And what do you see as the stigma around it? Why is it such a taboo subject at the moment?
I think everyone's struggling. But at the moment, there's no way out. There's this culture of getting rich quick, and it's, I think, too many people are trying to jump on the bandwagon. And
we're not trying to do that.
No.
This is a non-for-profit podcast.
Yeah.
But there is a lot out there. People, you know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
And influencers are taking advantage of that.
If you're going to earn money from advertisements, do it.
But influencers are creating programs to teach people on how to make money quick, and then charging ridiculous amounts of money for that course.
Yeah, making money quick is good, but when there's an up, there's always a down.
Yeah.
Unless you do it sustainably, like if you run in a proper business. You know, like Martin talked about last time, you know, like he started his toy selling business.
Yes.
And then that led to the gym. Then that's led to the food business. We still haven't been to that food, the new inn yet, by
Starbucks. No, we should definitely go. He said he was going to bring some food.
But, so that's the right way to make money sustainably. You know, you're working, you're hard. So if you were at home and you got paid and you knew you were going to struggle that month, what would you do?
What do you mean? What would you do if it was payday?
So you get paid. Yeah. Like, yeah, there's my bill. Well, you haven't hit your sales target for that month. You don't get paid as much as you usually do.
When does that happen? Okay. You know what I mean?
But say it did.
I'm good at my job.
Okay. And you were struggling. What would you do?
Stay in.
Okay.
Stay in.
But what if you needed money?
If I needed money?
Yeah, to cover.
I have no idea. What I have been doing, obviously, I've tried to be smart with money. I've got a bit of savings. And unfortunately, I haven't been actually saving since I got the house. So I've actually been using my savings that I had just to stay alive.
Really?
Yeah. So
what happens when that runs out?
I don't know.
Would you talk to your parents?
I wouldn't want to, no.
Because?
Failure.
You'd feel like a failure.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest.
And it's, I'm a father of two. I don't want to fail. If I run out of money, like, I'm stressed that, you know, I don't want to be walking around the shop and my eldest or even my youngest, when he starts talking, and be like, ah, oh, you know, I want this, or picks out his favourite yogurt and it's £2 and the cheaper ones are £1. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that person that says, oh no, we can't have those, can't afford it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that.
No.
And it's a constant stress of, I'm proud that I've got the house, and I got the house so we can have great times, create some great memories. But when they're older, when I'm older, it'll be their house. You know what I mean? Like,
they've got a good starting off, haven't they?
That's your house, whether you want to live in there, whether you want to rent it, whether you want to sell it. You know, let's say a few years' time is 300 grand, 150 grand each. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good start.
Yeah. Good starting off. So, I'm going to talk about, for this last little bit, mental health with your financial well-being with workplace.
Okay, yeah.
So, there's a lot of employees out there. So a study by Santander found that nearly more than half of the employees in the UK have had money worries which have affected their mental health. 60% of people, actually. Financial stress had caused them to struggle from anxiety, stress and depression, which showed there was a strong link between financial well-being and mental health. The interesting fact is that the most at-risk group were millennials. Those 25 to 34, that's us, that is.
That is us.
But do you think workplaces could do more, or do you think there is a lot of pressure from companies now to also make sure that they're financially savvy?
They depends on the company, I suppose, but there's obviously pension schemes in place.
Yeah.
Where you can pay, you know, you pay a, I can't remember the rate, but you pay a certain percentage and you can actually up the percentage, and then I think the company pay in, they match it or they double it. I can't remember how it works. I'm not too savvy with that, to be fair, but there is that. But other than that, I don't really see what's available.
So I know where I work, there's a lot of financial help to colleagues. But there's also that adage of people that work part time. They're probably used to, you know, banging overtime, get overtime.
Yeah.
Have that extra income, and then all of a sudden that's gone. So for me, I feel terrible sometimes sitting there. People want more hours. Yep, I can't give you more hours. This is what we've got to work with. And you know, and they come, you come hear stories of people that are struggling because they can't get any more hours at work, and they go, you know, some people are killing themselves working 3, 4, 5 jobs.
Yeah.
You know, I've known people to work full time and then go home and work for like Deliveroo, Uber Eats to earn money to survive. That's not right, is it?
No, definitely not. It's that saying of you don't live to work, you work to live.
But you shouldn't work to live, ever. Should you?
I think you shouldn't live to work, should you?
No, yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't live to work.
No, you work to live, so you go, earn some money, so you can go out, so you can go and enjoy yourself.
But no one's got, not a lot of people, not the normal average people.
Yeah.
They reckon next year we'll have half of their disposable income that they had 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But then that half disposable income, they won't be able to do anything with, because everything's gone up in price.
Yeah, everything will continue to go up in price.
Yeah, it will, and it will. You know, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment that's forcing people to say, yeah, we've got to charge more for this. And that's the thing. But then who do we talk about it to? How many more people will get evicted from their homes because they can't afford the rent?
Yeah, it's scary.
And unfortunately, those without kids have got no say in the matter. They've got no dependents. So, that, you know, do you get kicked out on the street? Do you have your car repossessed? Mm. What's more, would you feel comfortable? I know when I was struggling with money, and I found it more uncomfortable calling the companies that I was struggling with and say, look, I'm struggling here. Can you offer me anything? Because you always felt like they wouldn't offer you anything, which is fair enough. They wanted their money. I owed them money. But you couldn't give it to them. The cycle of debt.
Yeah.
Is debt bad?
Yeah. I was always told by my dad, never be in debt.
Yeah.
Never be in debt. And then at least, you know, you've got a good start. If you're not in debt, you've got a good start. But if once you're in debt, it's hard to fucking get out.
Yeah, true.
It's hard to get out.
I got help to get out of debt. Mm. And since then, I wouldn't say I worry about money. My missus will say that I'll panic about money every month when I get paid. Because I got my budget sheet every month. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I have the same outgoings every month, but I still look at it. Oh, I haven't got this much left. But I live comfortable now. Sometimes I go a bit crazy.
Everyone does. You know, you have got to treat yourself, and you have got to remember that you got to enjoy yourself.
Mm.
You know, book that weekend away. You know what I mean?
They're expensive.
Everything is.
You want to go on holiday in this country now?
Oh, because of COVID.
You might as well just...
Staycations, all that bollocks.
Go to Dubai like Martin.
Oh, God, yeah.
But no, for me personally, I think finance is going to get worse for the average person.
Yeah.
And then there's no what people. I read a fact that said that people can see when they're in debt and they're just working to pay that debt off, and they see no way out.
That's when mental health comes into it. Because if you see no way out,
because that's what did you say? Spiral. They're afraid to talk to people about it.
Yeah.
Because of fear of failure.
Yeah.
But you're not a failure. If you talk about it, you're better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's and this is why we said at the start, it's a bit of a taboo, because it is hard to talk to.
How many people do you know that talk about finances?
Not a lot.
Like say that I'm struggling yeah. financially.
Yeah. None.
Or do people just go, yeah, I'll go out this weekend, I'll stick it on the credit card.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll go out this weekend, stick it on, and then your credit card bill comes in. Oh.
Yeah.
But people will still do it.
Yeah. But playing devil's advocate,
yeah.
I know people have their own sort of vices and things like that, but there's a lot of people that say, I can't afford it, I'm skin, but we'll smoke 20 times a day, 30 yeah, times true. A day.
Yeah.
And like, well, you wouldn't be skin if you weren't paying, I don't know how much cigarettes.
But that's something they enjoy though, isn't it? That's their enjoyment,
yeah, but,
isn't it?
Come on. You know what I mean?
It's one of those, isn't it?
I don't agree. If you're struggling, do something about it.
Yeah, true. Save.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, because that leads us in to the next section of the podcast.
Let's go. Top tips with Lewis and Paul.
Top tips indeed with Lewis and Paul. This week's top tips are all about your financial well-being.
So, Lewis, what's yours?
I haven't got one.
You got two?
Probably ain't got any.
You got three?
Number one, talk about it.
Talk about it. That's a good one.
If you're struggling financially, there are people out there that can help you. There are companies out there that will help you. But you've got to reach out to them. You, like we always say on this podcast, your mental health always starts with you and you only. You know, there's Citizens of Voice. They can help you.
That's a good one.
Step Change. They helped me.
Okay.
And they will make sure that you rightfully pay off your debt, which is what you should do, but make it easier. So for me, when I was struggling and I reached out to Step Change and they took all my debts, gave me this plan and said, you pay us this much a month. We'll pay all the companies this much a month. This is the date that you'll be debt-free. Bang. You don't have to do anything then. You
That's
just have to make
cool.
sure.
It's good that there's places out there that does that.
You just have to make sure that you pay that month. And if you're struggling, so I remember the 1 month something had happened and I didn't have enough money and they just added a month on. Another month.
Yeah.
But do you know how relieved during that whole process I was? And there's a lot of people that have used Step Change. But do you know that they're out there to be used?
I didn't know that.
Have you never been in that much financial dire? It was my own fault, but I paid off all these companies.
Yeah.
And then I had a letter one day come through the post with a big banner that said, you are now debt-free.
Yes.
Best day of my life.
Best day of losing.
And the only debts I have now are sort of, you know, my car finance.
Yeah.
So my top tip is, get help.
Get help. Speak out.
Speak out. And seek the advice of professional people that can help you. Because there are people that can help you. And if you don't want them to help you, then you don't want help, unfortunately.
No.
And what about you, Mr. Pete Hannah? What is your financial top tip? And by the way, we're not professionals. We're not Martin Lewis.
Off the telly,
the internet that can give you the best financial savvy advice. We're just normal people giving you, the listeners.
So
normal advice.
So mine's controversial as ever.
When's that ever?
Fuck people. Fuck a German whip. Okay. That's what I would say. Stop buying things to impress people you don't like.
Live
within your means and only buy things that will make you happy. Don't buy things that will, you know, don't buy things that you can't afford to make other people happy or to make other people see you in a different way. My favourite T-shirt cost me £10.
Yeah.
My favourite T-shirt.
Where did you buy it from?
It was Topman before they closed.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked the fit. It was like I quite like box fit sort of stuff. Like boxy, baggy fit. And it, £10. And what I actually did went and bought the same T-shirt, about three of each colour.
All right, okay.
Because I really liked the fit. And obviously,
so you spent about £60 on T-shirts.
But they last. You know what I mean? They last, and that was it.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of I paid £60 for a few T-shirts rather than £60 for one Versace T-shirt or whatever.
If you're buying a Versace T-shirt for £60, you need to tell me where you're buying it from.
Well, I don't know how much they are.
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you can afford it, and this, you know, if you can afford these things, yeah, treat yourself. Don't worry about whatever people think. But if you can't, Paul.
But don't fucking buy it.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. That's all I'd say. Like, you see people that wear all these big chains and stuff like that. When really, all the rich people, what do they wear? They wear...
Rich people don't flaunt.
No.
They wear... I mean, some...
Mark Zuckerberg wears...
Primark, probably.
Shitty jeans, shitty V-neck thing. It looks awful. But he might like it. He might like it, and he doesn't look rich. But he is.
Yeah, true.
He is rich.
So, there's your advice for that.
So, yeah, top tip is... not going to swear again, but just watch what you're buying.
Yeah, and that's not saying don't
be
treat
smart.
Yourself.
Yeah.
My nan always said, if you've got £1 in your pocket, spend 99p.
Oh, yeah.
Don't spend £1 at a penny.
No.
Thanks, Nan, for that advice.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. So, that concludes this episode. It's a bit shorter, but, you know, there is only two of us, so we haven't got people to give their input.
Rambling on.
As always, we look forward to the next episode, which hopefully our guest that didn't turn up today will be on. I'm hoping, anyway, fingers crossed. If not, there will be other guests lined up.
Yeah, we'll get to work and we'll get some guests. Anyone that is listening, if anyone wants to get in touch, whether they want to be a guest, whether they just want to send us a little message, a little bit of feedback, anything, just give us a shout and we'll happily touch base.
Happily touch base. Do you want a selfie for the end of the episode?
Let's do it.
End of the episode. Episode 2, all done and dusted. We will see you next time. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Peace out.
Peace out on the love stream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.